Welcome to the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Arroche, and together we are walking the path of discovering your true self and the alignment with your soul. Through these conversations, you will experience a deeper level of connection with yourself and the universe, and most importantly, you will trust in your spiritual journey ahead. Let's begin. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I am so excited for another angel channeling session. Today, we are joined by Alicia, and in this episode, we are going to be discussing about the angels that are around her, how to know which angels are coming forward, the guidance that they're bringing through. We're also talking about career and family and how to bring forward a more peaceful energy to our interaction with different family members. So I cannot wait to show you this episode for you to listen in. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. I am so excited for today's episode. We have Alicia who is joining us for a channeling session with the angels. Welcome, Alicia. I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Christina. I love listening to your podcast. I've been following you for a long time, taking a few of your courses. So I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Yay. So excited. So let's start off by first, you know, having you share a little bit about yourself and where you're at right now on your journey and what questions you have for the angels today.
Great. So I am in my early 30s, I am planning my wedding this year. I made a bit of a career shift in the last year. So I've had a lot of changes going on both professionally and personally. I've always been very spiritual. Even as like a young child, I would like see things on my bedroom ceiling and like tell my mom about it. And she was like, what is that? She's very connected. She's actually a Reiki master. So crystals, Reiki, energy work has just been part of me my whole life. And, trying to figure out how to harness that or like what my path is there. Just a little bit about me.
That's awesome. And congratulations, by the way, on your upcoming wedding. That's so exciting. Thanks. And I really love to hear about how, you know, energy and just like connection to spirit has been an ongoing part of your life. That is really awesome. And, you know, just a lot to like a beautiful perspective, I feel like, you know, in terms of you and your journey and all the things. So that's awesome. Yeah. Thanks. What questions do you have for the angels today? Where do you want to start? Where would you like to kind of dive in and see what guidance they have for you?
I'd love to maybe just get some insights into my spiritual like healing work. Like how can I best align that with my purpose? And you know, kind of what's there for me to continue to explore.
Yeah, I love that. So Archangel Sandalphon, as soon as I like say, what question do you have? It's like the angel already steps forward. And Archangel Sandalphon is actually the one who is coming through right now as a way to support you. And what he's showing me is he's talking about like this building within yourself of like your spiritual strength and in who you are. And it feels like an acknowledgement of your spiritual strength, meaning, you know, like if you think of, let's say, someone who is training for a marathon, for example, right? And they have like the stamina that they build up to be able to follow that challenge or lead that path, for example, right? In a marathon running, it's comparable in the sense of like our spiritual strength, our spiritual stamina. And one of the first things that he's talking about is your soul's experience in history with regards to doing energy work, spiritual work, you know, connection, that kind of thing, that it's not something that is new for you. It's something that you have been developing and doing over like a series of lifetimes, you know? And so it feels like one of the first steps here is around you acknowledging the the wisdom of your soul and the experience that your soul truly does hold, and seeing yourself, like, it feels like building your perspective of yourself in how you are masterful in that connection, even if it, maybe it's, you know, something that obviously, as in our human experiences, it's new in terms of your human experience, like you've never maybe necessarily done this specific thing in this lifetime before, but you've done it in past lifetimes. Do you know what I mean? Like, things like that. So that's the first step in this that Archangel Sandalphon is bringing forward, is this acknowledgement of your spiritual strength, the acknowledgement of your, you know, stamina, of how you have lived over a period of lifetimes that have brought you to where you are today. That I feel like there's this, it's almost like this, like an ancient guide type of feeling that I get. You know what I mean? Like, you're like that, your soul has lived so many lifetimes that now you've come here in this lifetime and you have this perspective that maybe isn't right now in your conscious mind. But as soon as you were, if you were to start to like tune in or channel or connect, it's like there's a stream of consciousness that would come through that would show you, oh, like, I know these things and I have no idea where I even know them from. Do you know what I mean? Have you had experiences like that with, you know, connection and things where you've connected to a stream of consciousness that has shown you different things? Or where do you feel you're at with regards to like direct channeling and connection?
Yeah, it varies. I think there's definitely times where I feel like in flow and I just kind of like know what I'm supposed to do next, and things just tend to like kind of align when I, but I can get out of it too. Like if I'm really busy or I get stressed at work or something like that, I can like detach and then I need to go back into like the things that make me feel like really aligned.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that totally makes sense. And it's such a normal part of our human experience, I feel like. So the thing that I see coming forward right now in terms of like this journey of, you know, your soul's path and your purpose and who you've come here to be, it does feel like what I keep seeing is, again, it's like that master guide. Like that's what I keep wanting to like say and keep coming, what keeps coming forward is this master guide type of energy in terms of your soul being the master guide. You know what I mean? In terms of bringing through like truth and spiritual knowledge and divine connection. And so the way that would start for you and how you bring that forward is you seeing yourself in the sense of like you leading yourself, you know what I mean? Like creating that sense of like leadership in your own life of like your spiritual mastery, your self mastery, you know, that those qualities are what help bring forward the natural essence of who you already are, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So from there, when it comes to, you know, continuing, like the other part that I see now coming forward is what I hear is the spiritual truth and connection to truth. And this is where Archangel Gabriel starts to come through as well. So Archangel Gabriel alongside Archangel Sandalphon, it feels like they are they're working together, and it feels like there is something that your soul desires to share or express or like bring forward in terms of a truth. Has there been anything that has come up for you in your awareness up until this point of like, I feel really called to like share that, or I feel really passionate about this specific thing or this message, or that people need to know this or whatever? Has anything like that been a part of your journey so far?
Sometimes, I mean, like in kind of this career shifting that I've been doing, I've been on like this one path of this like kind of recruiting career for the last like decade. And like a lot of people during COVID, I got very into cooking, and which led me to then get very into like healthy cooking. So there's something there where I'm, you know, if money was no object, like it would be something in that path. But I also feel like I have this whole recruiting story that I do enjoy too. So I'm feeling like torn between, do I stick with my current path or do I try something like totally different? I don't even know what that would look like.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. And it feels like, you know, as you, like, the thing that I hear is that you get to, you're in a place right now where you have that flexibility that you get to explore and you get to kind of like feel into it. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't feel like there's a specific at this moment where it's like, you've got to choose this or you've got to choose that. And you're stuck to that path. You're stuck to that path. You know, it feels like they're encouraging for you to utilize, you know, your connection to spirit, connection to yourself, to navigate these things that have, like, where you've been led so far in your life to support you, because everything has a purpose and everything has a reason as to why you've been led to this specific career, or why, you know, cooking has shown up as a passion, things that, something that you enjoy, or a potential path that you might follow. So it feels like more of a space of, let me like lean in this way and see how that feels. Let me lean in that way and see how that feels, you know, without feeling like you have to actually like quit something or commit to something and just like, you know what I mean? That doesn't feel like what the answer is right now. It's more of a, let me have fun and enjoy everything that's in my orbit in this moment. Because as you lean into the joy and the fulfillment of what you do, like what does fulfill you and what you do enjoy from all these different things that you are doing or where you're working and things like that, it will naturally lead you to the path that is meant for you. Do you know what I mean? And like, this is part of the path that is meant for you. It's the other thing that I'm hearing Archangel Sandalphon saying right now. He's like, you are in that, and that this is purposefully like joint in this way right now, because it's going to lead you to where you're meant to go. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, actually.
Okay, good. Do you have any questions so far about what we've talked about up until this point, or what they've said so far?
No, it all makes sense. I think I've been curious, like, who are my angels? Like, who's kind of by my side? I was just listening to a podcast about like how to get with them, but yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So in terms of, I'm going to break it down in different ways, because there's the angel, like the archangels. We'll talk about the archangels first, and they kind of come in depending on where you're at on your journey right now. Like, depending on what's going on, depending on what you need to be focusing on, there'll be certain archangels that are like around you and constantly here and guiding you. Then you have your guardian angels that are more of the, like, they're always with you and they're specific to you kind of thing. So I'm going to start with the archangels and tell you who's like been constantly around you at this point or in this moment right now. And that could change, like I said, in, you know, in a week from now, in a month from now, whatever. It'll change as you continue to grow. And then your guardian angels, which are constant with you, okay? So in terms of archangels, I see Archangel Metatron as one of the angels who's coming forward right now. And it feels like his kind of main support for you in this moment or during this time of your life right now has been to support you in like shifting any sort of like mindset stuff in like bringing in healing to you. So it's kind of like the growth that you've experienced, the healing that has come through in different ways. It feels like Archangel Metatron is the main kind of supporter of that for you. I also see Archangel Raphael as one of the other angels who's coming through, and he comes in, it feels like this, he supports this sense of like softening, if that makes sense, like a softening in terms of allowing, in terms of receiving, in terms of a deeper connection to love. So that's been his kind of main support for you. So those two are the ones who are around you at this moment, kind of guiding you in general. Now, when it comes to guardian angels, I see, so your main guardian angel who stands behind you, his name is Fabian, and he's coming forward, and he's like your main angel in the sense of like he protects you and he's there to ensure that you are living out your soul's purpose. So he's there as like the main guide. And like I said, I see him standing behind you and he has this big energy. Like he's like towers over you and all around you, kind of like, don't mess with her kind of thing, you know, like he's there supporting you. And with his energy, like I said, it's that leading you into the journey and the purpose, like what your soul has agreed to come here to do. You know what I mean? So it feels like at any point where you might feel disconnected, or you feel like maybe you're questioning, like you're doubting, feeling like you are wondering, you know, what is my next step? Did I make the right decision? What's the right decision? And you know, if you're in a situation where you're like, do I take path A or path B? Like, what do I do? He, like, calling on Fabian is going to support you to know what the decision is. And what he's saying is that it's less about like, I'm going to tell you take path A or take path B. He's going to help you with, let me help you to remember who you are, and the answer is going to come from you, but I'm going to help you to know the truth that's within you and to not doubt it. You know what I mean? Like, it's that type of connections, that type of guidance that he brings forward for you, you know? Mm-hmm. Yep. So let me see. So I see another angel who's coming forward as well. Another one of your guardian angels. She's standing on your left side. So I see it as though like I'm in your perspective. So your left side, her name is Angela, and she's like left and slightly in front, if that makes sense. So Fabian is behind you. Angela's kind of left into the front, and she is an angel who is supporting the, it's like the spiritual flow. Like, it feels like it's the ease of connection with the divine and helping you to be in a state of flow. So whenever you don't feel like in the flow, and this happens to all of us, it's kind of like, oh, let me, like, Angela, help me to tune in and see, where am I holding resistance, or where am I being asked to let go of something to help me to get into the flow, or where am I trying to control, where is my ego trying to control something that is actually taking me out of the flow rather than surrendering and trusting and going into the flow? You know what I mean? So that's what I see her supporting you with. And I see her also being someone, because right now she just showed me as someone who's like opening doors. It feels like she's the one who helps support, create different opportunities. So that's the other thing of working with her. If you're like, you know, you have a sense of, okay, this is the intention that I want to set for what I want to do next or create next or experience. And if in this moment it feels like I have no idea how, because it feels like there's no pathway to get there in this moment, you lean into her to say, hey, like, help me to see the door, or opening up the door, help me to see the pathway towards that thing. You know what I mean? And she kind of helps you in that sense of, again, it's connected to being in the flow, but also bringing in opportunities, bringing in connections that are necessary for you. But what she needs from you is for you to declare that intention, because there can't be opportunities that are created if we don't have an intention. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like setting that intention to support you to then, you know, work with her, where you're like, oh my gosh, like, how did that come out of nowhere? But it's like, that didn't come out of nowhere. It was Angela. You know what I mean? So that's how she's supporting you. Okay. So cool. Do you have any questions about what I just said? Any of that, or any, you know, further questions, anything unrelated to that?
I guess I'm curious, like, are there any like ancestors or anything like kind of on my team?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when it comes to ancestors, it's kind of like a natural support that's part of our journey as humans. Do you know what I mean? Like, the ancestors are available to us to lean into whenever, you know, whenever we're guided, whenever we feel called towards them. So let me just tune in and feel into, like, it feels definitely, I feel like grandmother energy coming forward. It feels like it's coming through from your mother's side is what I hear, like your maternal grandmother, like that maternal line feels like it's very strongly connected to you. I definitely feel a specific like grandmother figure who's coming forward. So she feels like the main kind of ancestor that you can work with and that you can call on. You know what I mean? When it comes to ancestral work, like I said, they're all kind of there and available to us if we call on them, you know, but that main kind of grandmother like energy is the one that I see coming forward.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Do you work with her? Or have you called on her before?
Yeah. All the time. So that's yeah, awesome. Just nice to hear that confirmation. But
yeah,
like sometimes when I do those journaling prompts, like she'll come through. So yeah, that's really cool to hear.
Yeah, I love that. That's so cool. What other questions do you have, if any?
I'm trying to think. Just any like messages like on my path forward, both for my career and like my upcoming wedding and all that, if there's any like messages from the angels.
Yeah. So Archangel Raphael is the one who comes forward right away as you say that. And what he's showing me in terms of, so he's talking about wedding is the first thing that he's saying and kind of like that unfolding. And the biggest thing that he's asking for you to focus on in that regard is the joy of the day itself. You know what I mean? Like the day, like it's like a day that comes that's like a big, like, whoa, the focus of that day. And then he's also talking about how it's also the joy and the extension of the unknown that is ahead, right? Because kind of like we don't know what the path is ahead, but that it's almost like the projection out of what you feel and experience regarding joy, love, connection, you know, trust, like safety, all of that. Feeling how that projects out into the unknown path ahead of, like, you know, future life together and all those things. And he's talking about how even like on the day of your wedding, something that you can do for yourself as, you know, kind of like a ritual or routine or however you want to think of it, like an intention, is to feel that, like, really bringing in into yourself, into your body, all around you, the feelings that come up for you that are the strongest, like joy, love, whatever, like all of those things, and taking just a few moments to set that intention of how that extends outward for your path ahead. You know what I mean? I feel like that's going to be a really powerful kind of way, like, first of all, to bring you back into kind of centeredness and focus of what it's really all about, you know, because sometimes I don't know how big of a wedding you're planning, but like sometimes we can get distracted with this thing and that thing and details and this and that. So it kind of brings you back into that centeredness and focus for yourself, and then also sets that intention for, you know, the path that you are walking together in how that is going to feel, like the overall foundational energy in there. You know what I mean? So that's what he's talking about with regards to that. Now, in terms of career, what I hear is him saying, stay centered and focused on what you do, what brings you joy, and to allow that energy to guide you forward. So if it's kind of like, it feels like it comes back to what we talked about before, where there's this energy of being focused on this present moment of what you, like where you're at right now, what you're learning, what you're experiencing, what fulfills you, all of those things, that each next step will be shown to you, that it will unfold, that that's what's going to guide the trajectory of the path as the energy of your career unfolds. Do you know what I mean? So it feels like there's this connection where you are right now, it feels like continue to build that where you are right now. It doesn't feel like, you know, change this way or that way or this or that. It feels like this, where you're at right now, is a good place. Continue to build this energy here, because as you build in this moment where you're at, it's going to then lead you into the next kind of like leap or the next stepping stone of where you're meant to go. But it's not, there's no like, okay, now take this leap or do that. It's like, continue to build here, because then that stepping stone will be a beautiful one, and it won't feel like there won't be any sort of like stressors around it. It'll just feel like a natural next step, more so than trying to force something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, totally makes sense.
Okay.
Awesome. Right now I'm kind of like getting mentored by like one of like someone I really look up to in the field that I work in. And It's kind of great because it's part-time. So I do have time. Like you mentioned, like I have flexibility to do other things, but I'm also learning something totally new that I think will have like a lot of potential.
That's amazing. I love that. And that's really exciting too, you know, being able to have an opportunity like that and then kind of seeing where it takes you, you know?
Right.
So that's great. Yay. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Any other final questions before we end our call today?
Sure. I have a question about just like both of these families kind of coming together. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot, like with wedding planning, there's a lot of stressors and such, but basically, like things haven't been like super great between the community, like my fiance being accepted by my family and my dad's communication with him. And there's just like a lot of layers there. If there's any like messages from the angels on like how I can really like bring everyone together.
Yeah, that's such a great question. So Archangel Gabriel is coming forward, and I also feel Archangel Zadkiel as one of the angels who's supporting. So one of the things that I feel that will be really helpful is you can call on Archangel Zadkiel and ask him to support, you know, depending on who it is, whether it's your fiance specifically or a different family member, but depending on the context or the situation, but actually asking for support with the violet flame to help neutralize any energy. So let's say there's like an interaction and then there's like a conflict or whatever, like that kind of thing. And then there's this tension. You can ask Archangel Zadkiel, please use the violet flame to help neutralize and remove that energy, that conflict, like whatever. That's one of the tools that you can use in kind of like a day-to-day, depending on what's going on, kind of situation. Now, in general, in terms of overall communication, overall connection, what Archangel Gabriel is saying is that this is part of, you know, the different individuals, their journey as well. So it's kind of like, you know, learning to accept someone or allowing yourself to be accepted by a family, or you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of different types of life lessons here that are being experienced by the different people who are involved. You know what I mean? So there is what Archangel Gabriel is saying is it's the trusting in, even if there's challenge or like there's butting heads, that it's the trusting in the fact that there's greater growth here that's available for the people. And I do see over time how there is a growing connection, like a bond that is formed that doesn't feel like it's, you know, tense or conflict or whatever. You know what I mean? It does feel like there is a growth, like a matured interaction and conversation that's able to be had, you know. However, Archangel Gabriel is kind of like, but you have to trust in the timing of it and the unfolding of it, because it's not just like switch and it's going to happen, but it is happening over time. So one of the things for you as someone who may potentially be more of like a witness in all of this versus like, you know, you kind of like are just seeing it all happen in front of you and it, you're kind of like, ah, right? He's saying for you, he's talking about the like remembering that, like reminding yourself like, oh yeah, okay, this is part of the life lesson and like unfolding, this is growth for everybody. Like that's one thing that you can do to remind yourself. And then the other thing is actually releasing any feeling of responsibility on you. Like if you feel any sort of sense of like, I'm responsible to make sure that people are getting along or this or that or whatever, he's actually asking for you to release your feeling of responsibility around that, because it isn't your responsibility. You get to show up as you, as who you are, you know, like, these are the people who are important to me in my life, and that's just what it is. You know what I mean? And they, and in, by you showing up in that kind of like higher truth energy, holding space, you're actually then holding space for them, like the people who might have, you know, kind of conflict or whatever, that they can, that they'll be elevated to sort through whatever the thing might be, whatever the conflict or the situation is. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like you're kind of like the intermediate, like I'm the space holder and this is who I, like this is what it is, but you're not responsible to make sure that people get along. Your responsibility is more, and I trust in the unfolding and how this is coming together, and that there is going to be a connection that grows from here. Even if it's not a smooth road, it is going to happen. You know what I mean? So that's what he's saying regarding that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Awesome. Well, I am so grateful for you that, you know, grateful to you that you came on here today, and to be able to share this conversation with you, to, you know, have the angels coming forward, guiding you in these different ways. So thank you once again for coming on here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Christina. Yeah, it's such a blessing to be part of this. And yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Yay. Awesome. All right. So for everyone who is listening to this episode, if there's anything that stood out to you, anything that resonated with you, that really, you know, touched you, please make sure to let us know in the comments below. If there's any guidance that ever comes through for someone that like you felt in your heart, it's often guidance and a message for you too. So I would love to hear from you in the comments below. And let's send all of our love and appreciation to Alicia for being here today. Thank you so much once again. And as always, I am sending you so much love and angel blessings, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. If you are someone who is seeking to be supported by the angels, to deepen your connection to the angels, to understand how to work with them in your everyday life, then I invite you to join me inside of my membership group called the Angels Guild, where we go deep in understanding how to connect with each of the archangels, understanding how they are here to support you and to guide you on your journey of growth, of connection, of living in your highest potential, opening up to your gifts, living in your truth, and being empowered in who you are. Join me inside of the Angels Guild. All of the details to join the membership are in the show notes below.